It's Monday, December 16th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The top Amazon Web Services reInvent announcements for MSPs. Accenture goes passwordless. Biometrics and PINs replace logins for 600,000 employees. And turning MSPs into LSIs, a strategy to tackle shadow IT and cloud sprawl. This is the Business of Tech. This year, so many good ideas were turned away from large events, and thus Rejection Con was born. Every talk was rejected at some point, and these have been chosen for resurrection by you. This is the community hard at work. Rejection Con promises to showcase some of the best never-before-heard content in the MSP verse, from household name speakers to incredible first-timers. Get ready for an action-packed week full of collaboration, fun, discussion, and shenanigans. And every registration dollar is going to the Rural Tech Fund, a charity for student development. Rejection Con, December 12th through 14th. Visit rejectioncon.com and I'll see you there. MSP Radio is proud to be a sponsor. So let's review AWS reInvent, which occurred in Las Vegas this week. Here are some highlights. There are a lot. Amazon Web Services has repurposed its Fire TV Cube streaming device into a desktop productivity device called the Amazon Workspaces Thin Client. Priced at $195, the device is designed for enterprise customers to offer to their employees. By reusing the hardware design of the Fire TV Cube, AWS aims to provide a low-cost solution for virtual desktop services. The Workspaces Thin Client uses cloud-based storage and processing, and feedback from beta testers has been positive. The device is being marketed to industries such as healthcare, financial services, and contact centers. Amazon has introduced three new serverless offerings: Aurora Serverless, Elastic Cache Serverless, and Redshift Serverless. These offerings aim to simplify database management, improve response times, reduce costs, and optimize data warehouses using AI. Amazon has released its Titan text-to-image AI model, which can generate realistic images with built-in guardrails against toxicity and bias. The model is aimed at an enterprise audience and requires access to Amazon Bedrock. All images generated by Titan will include invisible watermarks to indicate they were created by AI. Amazon has also created an API to detect the watermark, allowing developers to choose how to provide that information to users. Additionally, Amazon announced the availability of other Titan models and extended copyright indemnity to customers using its foundation models. AWS has enhanced its Amazon Transcribe platform with generative AI, allowing transcription in 100 languages and introducing new AI capabilities. The system was trained on millions of hours of audio data and uses self-supervised algorithms to recognize patterns in human speech. The improved language recognition also benefits the call analytics platform, providing better accuracy and summarizing interactions between agents and customers. AWS also announced additional features for Amazon personalization, including content generation for thematic connections in recommendation lists. And they've introduced Clean Rooms ML, a privacy-preserving service that allows AWS customers to collaborate on AI models without sharing proprietary data. Clean Rooms ML enables the creation of look-alike AI models by training them on a small sample of customer records, which can be expanded with a partner's data. The service also offers controls to customize model outputs and plans to add settings for healthcare applications in the future. Additionally, Amazon announced Clean Rooms Differential Privacy, a service that provides aggregate insights while protecting customer data. And they've introduced Amazon One Enterprise, a Palm-based identity service that offers accurate and secure enterprise access control. The service combines palm and vein imagery for biometric matching, achieving an accuracy rate of 99.9999%. It eliminates traditional authentication methods and can control physical and digital access. Customers and partners like Boom Adam, IHG Hotels and Resorts, Pasnik, and Kone already use Amazon One Enterprise. And the headline: Amazon Q is an AI-powered assistant to help users use their cloud services best. It provides expertise specifically for AWS and can assist developers and analysts in various tasks, such as building projects, debugging, and suggesting resources. It's also available for business users, offering help with data analysis and creating narratives. Pricing starts at $20 per month for the business package and $25 per month for the developer one. Amazon plans to offer human benchmarking teams to evaluate AI models for bias and toxicity. The initiative aims to improve the accuracy and fairness of AI systems. The teams will provide feedback and recommendations to enhance the model's performance. Why do we care? There's a lot here, and different announcements will be useful for different listeners. I want to highlight two specifically. First, Amazon is great at finding efficiency and repurposing, and there's brilliance in using their Fire TV Cube as a thin client. Being able to be produced at volume means stock issues are already managed and they get scale. It's really clever. Second, Amazon has thrown its ring into the market with an AI assistant, and end users can't purchase this one. Amazon approach is about a marketplace of LLMs, so there's a unique angle to what they're up to. I'll tease that I'm talking to someone from Amazon for an upcoming episode. IT professionals are concerned about the potential for generative AI to become a significant driver of cybersecurity threats. According to a survey by Fastly, data breaches and data loss, identity-based threats and generative AI are viewed as the biggest cybersecurity threats in the next 12 months. While generative AI has positive aspects, such as increasing productivity and enhancing cybersecurity, there's concern about it opening new avenues for attack and putting businesses at greater risk. Organizations are focused on developing company-wide policies and training employees to mitigate these risks. According to a survey by cyber company Trellix, corporate cybersecurity teams are now more likely to receive support from their boards after a cyber attack, with only 13% of chief information security officers reporting job losses in the first year following a major cybersecurity incident. Instead, companies are increasing cybersecurity budgets and adding new tools, technologies, and contracted services to their cybersecurity programs. Consulting firm Accenture has replaced insecure passwords with PINs and biometric-based logins for the majority of its global workforce. This transition has been made to address the challenges of creating complex passwords and the risk of password reuse. Accenture has successfully migrated over 600,000 employees to passwordless logins, improving security and user experience. The company's move to the cloud before the pandemic laid the foundation for this transition. CrowdStrike has released Falcon Go, a cybersecurity solution to protect small and medium businesses from ransomware attacks and data breaches. Powered by CrowdStrike's AI-native Falcon platform, Falcon Go offers easy deployment, best-in-class protection, and immediate breach prevention. It aims to address the shortcomings of traditional antivirus products and provide SMBs with effective cybersecurity, allowing them to focus on business growth. Falcon Go offers pre-configured protection, threat activity monitoring, and USB media control to prevent data theft. Free trials and partnership opportunities available on the CrowdStrike website. WatchGuard Technologies has released its 2024 cyber predictions, and on the list include tricks targeting large language models, AI-based voice chatbots, and VR-MR headset hacking. Managed services providers are expected to double down on security services through automated platforms, while AI-powered spear phishing tools and AI-based vishing are predicted to increase. The use of QR codes may also result in a headline attack. Why do we care? If anyone tells me they can't do passwordless, I'm going to point to Accenture. They can do it. 600,000 employees. Just saying. And we'll go into the weekend with some Friday big ideas. I want to highlight Rich Freeman's recent channel Holic, discussing why managed services providers should consider becoming local solution integrators. It highlights the potential service opportunity in IT integration and the competition faced by smaller MSPs. The article suggests that small MSPs can emulate global system integrators and provide integration services to businesses too small for those integrators to serve. Integration is seen as a profitable IT service opportunity in the current era of shadow IT and cloud sprawl. He emphasizes the importance of outcome-based solutions and the need for MSPs to differentiate themselves in the market. A piece in Hacker News highlights themes I've discussed, looking at the rise of AI solutions as the new shadow IT, with employees covertly using AI tools without following established IT and cybersecurity review procedures. While AI tools can boost productivity, they do pose serious security risks, mainly when developed by indie AI startups lacking security rigor. These risks include data leakage, content quality issues, product vulnerabilities, and compliance risks. Connecting indie AI tools to enterprise SaaS apps increases the likelihood of backdoor attacks. To reduce these risks, CISOs and cybersecurity teams should focus on standard due diligence, implement or revise application and data policies, provide regular employee training, ask critical questions in vendor assessments, and build relationships with business teams to ensure security is viewed as a resource rather than a roadblock. And with all this AI, I wanted to highlight one on creativity. Ray Naylor has an opinion piece in Time discussing the impact of artificial intelligence on creativity and innovation. He argues that AI, despite its sophistication, is incapable of true innovation and can only produce derivative and mediocre work. He warns that relying on AI tools may discourage human creativity and reduce innovation to mere imitation. The article also highlights the potential danger of mechanization in manipulating customer demand and creating a complacent buyer with lower expectations of quality. It raises concerns about the loss of creativity and originality in a world increasingly driven by AI. Why do we care? I wasn't aware of the local solution integrator nomenclature, although I was on board with the approach. I think this is the future of the space. But ponder that creativity angle. Those who use the tools to boost productivity and harness creativity will be winners in the new paradigm. Thanks for listening. Today, National Peppermint Bark Day. The holidays are here. This weekend, I talk again to Peter Melby. You may remember bashed private equity, then sold to them. What's the story 2 years later? Got a comment, a question, a thought on one of these stories? Put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy, and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit MSPradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of the Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.